following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes. We've done a lot of good work for the Lord over the years. We've done a lot of good work for Jesus. You all have helped us tremendously, but we need more. We need more. Jesus needs more. Just call that number at the bottom of your TV screen there. Give what you can, $5, $10, it doesn't matter. Give what you can to Jesus. Forego your Starbucks this week or whatever. Give to Jesus, because Jesus needs it. You see, I have a close personal relationship with Jesus. I talk to Jesus all the time. Jesus says we just need a little more money. A little more money. The number's right there at the bottom of your screen. Give what you can. Jesus weeps. I was talking to Jesus just the other day, and he was weeping for humanity. He said, Reverend, if we could just get a little more. If we could just get a little more. That's what you need to do. Call that number at the bottom of your screen. Give what you can. Even a dollar. Dollar's good. Give to Jesus. Jesus needs it. Jesus is weeping. Jesus is weeping because you all don't give enough. Jesus needs more. What was that? What's that? Oh my God. Oh my God. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Jesus appeared out of nowhere here in the studio. Oh my God. Oh, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. You've come back. You've come back. Jesus, we've waited so long for you. We've waited for thousands of years for your return. Jesus, what do you have to say, Jesus? Please give us some wisdom. Please, Jesus, give us some wisdom.
Where's my money?
What's that now?
You've been getting all this money all these years in my name. Where's my money? Where the fuck's my money?
Well,
where's my money?
Well, you know, we've been doing, you know, like the good works.
Where's my money, bitch?
Well,
where's my money, bitch?
Well, I understand.
Where's my money, bitch? I want my money, bitch.
We've been doing the good works and then you're spreading your word.
Bitch, I want my money. Where's my money, bitch?
Yeah.
Where's my money, bitch?
You see, I did.
Where's my money, bitch?
I don't have it.
Where the fuck is my money?
I don't have it. I don't have it, Jesus.
What do you mean you don't have it?
No,
you don't have my money?
We spent it.
You don't have my money?
It's gone.
What do you mean it's gone? You don't have my fucking money, dude.
I got the Maserati on the parking lot. It's gone.
You bought a fucking car with my money.
I'm doing good works.
You bought a fucking car with my money.
Please, Jesus.
Where's my money, bitch? Get over here, bitch.
Please, I'll get you the money, Jesus.
Get fucking back here.
Just give me some time.
You're gonna get my fucking money, bitch. I'm gonna break your goddamn legs. Give me my fucking money, bitch.
Please don't hit me, Jesus.
Give me my fucking money, bitch.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh. Check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well. But words are my shit.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Hour 2, High Noon with Stoner Jesus, May 26, 2017. Welcome to all of those of you listening live in a podcast. Jared Struction asked that, where's that clip from that you can put your weed in there? It sounds familiar, but I don't know. That actually, you can tell because of the great production value, came from the Canvas Radio production office. I didn't make that myself. it's just a little too high level for me. My abilities. Thank you again to George, program director at CannabisRadio.com. All the production elements that sound good, that's where they come from. The ones that sound like shit, well, St. Pierre did this. It's his fault. They sound like shit. It is hour two. Go check us out on sternjesus.net. Check us out on Patreon as well. Joe Destruction is still chilling in the chat room. Patron on Patreon. Go check him out. I got him linked up on sternjesus.net. He qualifies for that level. He qualifies for the shout-out level. There's other rewards on Patreon. I'll try to do a Patreon. I think I never finished my fucking thought from the first hour. I think tomorrow, be May 27th, I'm going to try to carve out a few hours. Do like a Patreon-a-thon. Play some old clips. Oh, damn it. Chill like that. Excuse me. Play some old clips. Promote the Patreon-a-thon. Because most people on Facebook don't know it exists. Because Facebook doesn't show most of my posts to the people who like my page. I'll write something on there. I'll just go on there and write, how's everybody doing? And I'll go back in 2 days and they'll say 87 people have seen this. I have over 15,000 likes. Almost 15,000 followers. I don't know what the difference is. Well, I have like 300 more likes than I do followers, but I guess it really doesn't matter. It's about 15,000. It's from the movie The Hot Chick. According to Google. Thank you, Joe Destruction. The Hot Chick. I remember that. Isn't that the one where Rob Schneider is like in a hot girl's body? Something like that? Cinema greatness. I'm sure being as Rob Schneider was in it, it was an Adam Sandler produced movie. Because that's all he does. If it wasn't for Adam Sandler, you would never see Rob Schneider anywhere. So check out some shit around the internet. We have the host of the Sex Work BB podcast coming up. Kira and Shay. You can follow them on Twitter. Where'd that noise come from? I don't know. I can't tell if it came from this computer, which you wouldn't hear it, or if it came from the other computer, which means you would hear it. I don't know. I got enough to worry about. Technical issues. Don't start giving me shit. Technical issues. We're going to check out some shit around the internet right now. Also coming up, we have a Stoner Jesus list of summer party ideas. That's right. St. Pierre's not the only motherfucker that can do lists. I can put things in order and read them one at a time. It's not that fucking difficult. Anyway, Joe confirms that is the movie. Rob Schneider inhabits the body of a hot chick. Rob Schneider is the hot chick. He's my movie voice. Rob Schneider is the hot chick. That's plausible. Anyway, some shit going on around the internet. This is from HuffingtonPost.com. Machete-wielding clown tries to hitchhike along a busy California highway. Police officers arrived on the scene with their guns drawn. Why wouldn't they?
A little early for creepy clown sightings, don't you think? But that didn't stop a mischievous man in Northern California from dressing up in a terrifying clown costume while holding a bloody machete on the side of busy Highway 101. He was even sticking his thumb out as if he were trying to hitch a ride. Not surprisingly, he didn't have any takers, but did have drivers calling 911 to report him. Monterey County police weren't in a laughing mood either. They confronted 6-foot-tall, 230-pound Larry Allen Toby of Monterey with guns drawn. They handcuffed the clown and questioned him, but found that he didn't commit a crime and didn't actually threaten anyone. The blood was fake, though the machete was real. So they let the man go. Toby's car, no, it wasn't a clown car, was parked nearby. He drove away, hopefully to scare no more. Meredith Gansman, Pix 11 News.
So that's it? That's it. No word on why, what kind of fucking mental problems he's got. I mean, what if somebody decided to hit him? What if someone saw a clown with a machete, some old woman, who's like, oh, fuck this, and just plowed right through him? I mean, would she be committing a crime? You can say you see a clown with a fucking bloody knife standing in the roadway, you feel like your life's in danger. I would. How about this? Surfing Great claims women's periods cause shark attacks. Laird Hamilton, who apparently is a big-time surfer. It's from Huffington Post as well, .com. And TMZ Sports. It's an important sports story.
What are the odds of being bitten? A lot of people are kind of worried.
Well, I mean, they say that soda machines kill more people every year than people are bit by sharks. Most sharks...
I was robbed by a soda machine once. Took my fucking wallet and pistol fucking whipped me. Fucking soda machines are no joke.
Attacks are not fatal. It's usually a mistaken identity. A biggest, most common reason to be bitten is a woman with her period, which people don't, you know, they don't even think about that. Obviously,
This sounds dumb. That's got to draw sharks. I mean, they're drawn to blood. Why menstrual blood would be any different, I don't know.
Woman has her period, and then there's a certain amount of blood in the water. Mistaken identity, but the chances...
I think a woman walked by, I was like, what? He was like, well, there'd be a certain amount of blood in the water. She's like, oh, yeah, okay. So you can argue with that. There's going to be blood in the water.
Of you getting bit greater than you getting...
Sharks are going to be like, oh, that's just some bitch's period. And they're like, there's fucking blood. There's something fucking injured that I can eat.
Being struck by lightning. So, and that on lightning on a day like today, I think that, you know, obviously if you're a fisherman with bloody fish in the water or you're in a position where you're mistaken as a seal, I mean, these are all...
I love how the TMZ guys still haven't figured out the fine fucking art of not having the wind blow through your microphone. Is there like a cone or something you could put on it? I mean, I guess he's outside. I guess there's a certain amount of that, but that annoys me.
Incidents to increase your odds, but... you know, it's kind of like running around with a lightning rod and then you wonder why you got struck by lightning.
Yeah. If you go in the water with a bloody pussy and you get bit by a shark, it's like a lightning rod. You get hit by lightning. You fucking took your bloody pussy lightning rod into the water and you got attacked by a shark. Still no word on if periods cause bear attacks, though. Still looking into that. Let's try a dog interrupted a Russian newscaster, but she's clearly a cat lady. Well, that's got to be funny, even if it isn't Russian. Let's check this shit out. Whoops. Scroll back up. There we go. There it is. See, like I said, it doesn't even matter. That it's in Russian. She starts fucking arching her back away. And now she's like patting his head like someone who's like touching a fucking AIDS monkey.
You can hear the anchor yelling, Sabaka, which means dog. But yes. She doesn't.
Got that part right.
She doesn't seem to mind too much, although she can lean far away from that big old puppy. Clearly he wants 15 minutes of fame. She gives the dog a hug, but before saying that she's actually more of a cat person, the video was posted on YouTube last week. It has racked up about 5 million views. I have more questions. Where did this dog come from?
Yes, really.
She was in the middle of a read.
Where's the stage manager? Where's the stage manager to secure that black lab?
It's a cute puppy, though, right?
In Mother Russia, dog do the news. Like, where'd the dog come from? In Russia, apparently, they just have wild dogs that wander through the newsrooms. It's fucked up. We'll do one more. I gotta pick a good one. Good Samaritan saved Tangled Squirrel King from certain misery. Oh, come on. Come on. This company pays employees to adopt cats. This real-life RoboCop is on the case at a Dubai shopping mall. Now we're talking. It's from HuffingtonPost.com. And Ruptly.
The world's first robot police officer officially reported for duty at the Dubai Mall in the United Arab Emirates on Tuesday. The new robot was seen zooming around the world's largest mall, assisting shoppers with payment of fines, as well as giving them directions and showering them with compliments. The high-tech police officer unveiled at the Gitex Tech...
They saw a black guy and whipped out his billy club and beat the living fucking shit out of him.
...technology conference in Dubai in 2015.
I guess that joke would be funnier if you were watching the video, because the cop, he's got a white face. Very white face.
features a touchscreen menu on his torso so that mall visitors can easily scroll through items and find what they need. In case of emergency, Dubai Mall's robot officer can connect visitors directly to police via live chat.
Recently, we have launched the Dubai Police robot 2 days ago. And officially, it will be in the malls and in the airports. It can help people use our services wherever they are. The main features of the robot, it's...
We can tell they got a lot of money in Dubai. Police were like, we need some robot officers. And they're like, yeah, that's great. That's great. How much does it cost? I don't know. $5 million a piece, probably? So what? Let's just do it.
You can contact police live, and you can ask him whatever you want if you have any problem. And the next feature, it has the face detection.
And if you're African-American, he will shoot you in the face. Ha, 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 ha. JK, JK.
For the wanted list, and it can give us an alarm. And
wow, the next feature has face detection for the wanted list. You need to change your face so you can get picked out by the robots.
Detect faces.
Detect faces.
When not complimenting shoppers.
You have a big penis. You must be a black man. I will shoot you now.
This charming robot.
I've detected the size and shape of your penis through your pants.
Is out scanning the sea of faces, looking for criminals.
Orcs. Sometimes also we can. Police officer cannot recognize by face.
All black people look the same. You match the description.
The robot can recognize if he changed something of his face.
You match the description.
But it's really great. He talked with me. He asked me, how are you? You're beautiful. It's really so nice. It was so
You're very beautiful. You had to go by this behind the Cinnabon with me. Sticking my robot penis in you.
Feeling like it's a real person, not a robot.
You have very nice titties. May I see them? He reached out and grabbed my titties. I was very shocked.
Would you feel safer if you had a robot police officer patrolling your malls and airports?
Oh, shit. Shit's crazy, man. I mean, that's all there is to it. Shit is fucking nuts. Robot mall cop. Now, there's your movie. Kevin James will executive produce. Paul Blart, Mall Cop 3, the guy who replaced me with a robot. The robot that replaced me. There you go. Mall Cop 3, the robot that replaced me. It's fucking $100 million. Box office right there. We'll be back with a Stoner Jesus list of summer party ideas. That's right. I do lists too, motherfucker. High Noon with Stoner Jesus live on campusradio.com. We do it every Friday. We also have Kira and Shay from the Sex Work BB podcast coming up a little bit later in the hour. Stay tuned, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
I'm Radical Russ from The Russ Belleville Show.
We're here with Sir Richard Branson.
Far more damage has been done to people by the current approach.
Jim McMahon. You know, a lot of the coaches are old school. You know, he used to just yell at us, go, oh, you bunch of pot smokers.
John Popper on the telephone.
You know, I think in the 60s, there was that kind of, the bigotry wasn't so common.
It's the Russ Belleville Show, the NPR of POT, weekdays live at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, exclusively on CannabisRadio.com.
Let me welcome Nick Hexum from 311. We've never heard things like your music when it first came out. It's like to mix the reggae with the punk and all of that together was just such an unusual sound, and we loved it.
We realized we're not going to copy what's on the radio. At the time, it was all grunge that was on the radio, and I said, let's just stick to what we know and wait for a culture to come around to us. Hey, it's Nick Hexum from 311, and you're listening to Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yep. Welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com. Podcast and more information on the show, including our Patreon link. Get great rewards for supporting the show. Facebook, all that stuff. Links, recent podcasts. StonerJesus.net. Now redirects you to a Podbean site. We're back on Podbean. We're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, all that shit. But all you have to remember, if you want to find us, is stonerjesus.net. Come check us, yo. Coming up, we still have Kira and Shay from the Sex Work BB podcast. It's about cam modeling. I think recently they had our very own legendary guest, Lady Bella Kush, on the program. When I get that link, I'll put it on Twitter and stuff as well. So you can listen to that. And you'll also be able to hear them in about 13 minutes on Skype. Barring any technical issues, because if you're a long time listener to the show, you know how that shit goes. Skype. Me and Skype. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Sometimes if Skype was a person, I would punch them in the face. Skype punch! So anyway, but now it is time for a Stoner Jesus list. That's right. St. Pierre usually does a list, but fuck that. He's not here. As you heard in the voicemail in the first hour, he's off doing whatever he's doing. So I am here to do a list, because I'm going to prove that I don't need St. Peter for anything. And also, as I said, instead of being a fucking bunch of stupid shit like St. Peter does, these are going to be practical ideas you can actually use for your summer parties. Stoner Jesus list of summer party ideas. And I know this is the perfect background music because the name of the song is literally Hello Summer. Yeah. Stoner Jesus list of summer party ideas. First one, weed pinatas. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I do think that was part of a party idea list that St. Peter had back in the day, but I don't care. It was set on my show, so it's my property, so fucking weed pinatas. It's like a pinata, but instead of when you hit it open and candy comes out, weed comes out. Also, stripper DJs. That's right. Don't get a fucking stripper and a DJ. It's dumb. It's a waste of money. Save money by getting a stripper DJ. They're going to stand there and just hit fucking buttons. They can at least have their big titties hanging out. And I'm not talking about a DJ from a strip club. A guy like, hey, coming up, Sapphire to the stage. No. I'm talking about a hot stripper with big titties who's also a DJ. She's playing the music. Her titties are out. It's bumping. It's a great fucking summer party. Bam. Another practical idea for you. Also, stoner movie pool parties. Get like a projector, like a fucking screen. Get out in the pool. Get outside. You know, get, you know, put on some off or whatever, because there's fucking mosquitoes and bugs and all kinds of shit. They're going to fucking eat you alive. And then put on, you know, fucking Up in Smoke or Half-Baked or something. And chill. Doesn't that sound nice? Not something stupid, like St. Peter would say. Another summer party idea? Well, not, well, I guess this next one's kind of an ode to St. Peter. I had a thing about it. But this also has practical use. Put ice cubes up your ass. Or put ice cubes up other asses. And depending on how far the party goes. Depending on what kind of party it is. So make sure you get some ice cubes up the ass. It's very cooling. Very, very cooling sensation. Also, in the theme of ice cubes, have an ice cube fight. It's not like a snowball fight. It's an ice cube fight. Here, I need more summer music. How about Summer Sensation? There we go. An ice cube fight combines the cooling of ice cubes with the thrill in the competition of having something along the lines of a rock fight. Ice cube fight. And this last one, well, this again is really an ode to St. Peter, and it's a practical thing in the heat of the summer. Depending, you know, well, depending on a lot, actually. But what St. Peter would say at this point is that you should have a hooker piss on you. Pee is hot, and I think I remember having a long argument with St. Peter about that, about pee being hot. But in any case, you know, it's each their own. It's a summer party idea. I say they're all good. They're not all gold. Use them at will. Mix and match, whatever. I don't care. I don't care. Let's go do it. Oh, this music is so summery. But anyway, that's my list. See, I don't need St. Peter. I need that bullshit. St. Peter would have said 8 awful things by this fucking point. Terrible. God, if he comes back, I don't know what I'm gonna do. That's gonna be awful. I mean, I can lock the doors. Or move. Oh, we'll move. Move the whole fucking studio. I don't give a shit. I have interns lug all this fucking equipment out of here. Yeah, that'll be the key. That's the key. If any interns are listening out there, if St. Peter's coming back, and we think he's gonna get back and actually make it back here, we're moving. Start scouting locations. I don't care if it's under a bridge. I'll broadcast under a bridge. I have homeless people. It'd be like a good old comedian podcast, but instead it's just me and a round table of homeless people mumbling into a mic. That I need some money for some Mad Dog 2020. So anyway, coming up from the Sex Work BB Pod. What the fuck is that noise? It sounds like a cat. Is that a cat? What? Is that a fucking... Is that supposed to be a joke because of the dog story earlier that made it on the news set? Why don't... What the fuck? Jesus Christ. I'm going to break. This is annoying the shit out of me. What the fuck is going on around here? I've lost control. I've lost control of all of it. It's never a good sign. Coming up, we're going to have Shay and Kira from the Sex Work BB Podcast on Twitter. Kira Kane. That's with 2 K's. Kira and Kane. MFC. And then you search Shay Taylor on Twitter, Shay underscore Taylor 3, and that's Shay with an E at the end, S-H-A-Y-E. Or follow Sex Work BB on Twitter as well. Go check out their podcast. We're talking about that and more with Shay and Kira. Again, barring technical issues, knock on wood, which I normally don't do, but I just did. This is very dramatic. Now the whole commercial will be like, well, is it going to work? What's going to happen? That's right. Professional broadcaster. That's what they call in the business, a tease, to keep you through the break. Listen to our awesome sponsors, which, by the way, you should support. They're on stonerjesus.net and various other places. But, you know, their websites and all that shit, Kind Soil, Hemptations, all the cannabis radio sponsors. Go check out their banners on stonerjesus.net. Click them. They support us. Go support them. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, KindSoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Equio, New Frontier's cutting-edge big data platform, puts the information and answers you need right at your fingertips in real time to help you more effectively run your cannabis business. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. Again, that's www.equio.io. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com. I'm calling Shay and Kira here in a few minutes. A little early on the time. I'm fucking spot on, man. For what this is, I mean, I'm pretty good at keeping the schedule. Keeping it tight in the 2 hours. Sometimes you go a little bit over. Whoops. Don't want to minimize that. There we go. It's all going well. It's going well. Anybody tells you any differently, they're lying. It's going very well. Don't forget tomorrow on Facebook, if you're listening to this live, it'll be May 27th, 2017. Tomorrow will be. So if you're around, we'll try to get on the Facebook, do the Patreon thing, draw more people to the Patreon page. Link on StonerJesus.net or go search Patreon for Stoner Jesus or Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Great. Rewards from the show. You can link on our website, shout outs, part of a live smoke session. We're going to try to get together on Facebook, do like the Skype Facebook thing and chill and hang out. Fucking, even just saying it, the technological logistics of that sound overwhelming. Also, I'm building an archive on there. We start with old shows back in the day, back in 2011. You can go check those out. We're going to continue to build the archives a little bit at a time. Awesome. You can't get those shows anywhere else. I have them. And if you get that reward level on Patreon, you can have them. And as new ones come up, you can have those too. I'll just keep giving them to you. I give you what you need. I got what you need. Old Stoner Jesus shows. So anyway, we're going to see if this works. Got a Skype. Let me turn that thing off so it's not going in my ear. Sorry, I got to go through a checklist here. Let's see if this works. There's Shay and Kira are two different places. So we're going to try to do, we're going to call Shay first and see how that works. And if that works well, then we'll add Kira to the call, hopefully. Hopefully it'll work that way.
Hey!
Hey, Shay, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Now we'll try the, we will attempt to add Kira to the call.
Okay.
Show my broadcasting abilities. We're live on the air, by the way. High noon with Stoner Jesus. Okay.
Hey, guys.
Add to call. And hopefully this works. Hopefully, and everything comes together.
Hello?
Hello, Kira. Welcome to the show. Wow, it all actually worked.
Hey, how's
that's
it
amazing.
Going?
It's going
it's like,
great.
Oh, no, that shocks me as well.
First shock?
First shock. Let's do it.
Awesome. It's all downhill from here. So welcome to the show.
Hey, great.
I want to welcome both of you to the show.
Welcome.
Of course, the Sex Work BB podcast. I've been telling everybody about during the show. You're both cam models. We've had a ton of cam models on the show. It's always great to talk to you all. I've always said that you guys, not only am I similar to a cam model with, you got to get out there on the internet and do your thing, and you're out there hustling every day and that kind of shit. But also you interact with a lot of interesting people. You have a ton of interesting stories. It's not just boring horse shit, or at least hopefully we'll find out. So we'll start with you, Shay. What made you want to get into the cam business and the adult business?
Oh boy. Well,
here we go.
Yeah, I know. I was super, super sheltered. And maybe slightly rebellious after a divorce. So I kind of started dating a guy that pushed my boundaries a little bit, and camming was one of them. He was like, you'd be really awesome at that. Like, you should try it. And I was like, I've never even masturbated before. Like,
that means that you're really freaky. Like, he's like,
I know. She's like, she's a freaky bitch. Yeah, so I hadn't even ever, like, masturbated before, yet alone, like, was confident enough to, like, be, naked in front of anybody with the lights on. So I was like, this is absurd. Like, there's no way. And being that I don't like to, like, not know about things, I started researching it, watching cams, and I was like, all right, I kind of want to make this guy happy. I'm into this, and this intrigues me. I'm going to try it. So I may have had several signed up because I was like, I'm going to sign up, but I'm really not going to I'm not going to actually get on, but just in case. And so I signed up and then waited like about another week of watching cams. I like could not stop watching cams. It was like the most addicting thing ever. And so I finally took some shots and got some liquid courage and hit broadcast, and it was like the most, I don't know, like confident boosting, amazing thing ever. But I was working a full-time job as a marketer, so I couldn't really, it was tough to like cam late at night and my internet sucked. And then I did it for like 3 months and then took a break and was like, maybe I'll come back this summer and like rebrand and try again. Cause it just like, I knew I'd been inconsistent and it was going to kill me. And so, so I then, fast forward to June, I get laid off from my job, and I had just purchased a house 3 weeks prior to that. Wow. And I was like, holy shit. I got to figure this out, and I got to figure it out right now. And I have all the tools to do it. And I'm just going to like work really, really hard. And so I signed back up and started camming full time, like 80 hours a week as Shay, who I had like rebranded as, and like haven't looked back. So it's been almost a year. So
the repression you talked about kind of in your younger years, do you think that had a lot to do with your eventually wanting to break free and just, you know, just do your own thing?
I was religion was involved. And so there was a lot of repression from that of, you know, where my place was as a woman and how I was supposed to be. And I had always really, really suffered from like self-confidence. And so that didn't help any. And then I started doing this and it was just like, holy shit. Like this is, I feel amazing. Like I am fucking, okay. I'm probably thick as hell. My ass is huge. My titties are small and I love it. You know, like for the first time, like I felt like I had broke free of like whatever, you know, I had over myself for so long that was just like really liberating.
Well, I think too, as we are doing more episodes of our podcast, Sex Work Baby, like as we're doing it, like we have other cam models on and stuff, or even like us, we had a sex therapist on, we've had people that work in sex work, like they all had semi-religious or very strict childhoods. Like myself, I was raised extremely religious as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we're kind of noticing a trend of whores that were raised religious. So
whores and religious.
That could be a thing, guys. We need some scientists to do some research on this. But
well, Kira, then how did you, what's your story to becoming a whore? What, how did that go?
All right. I'm actually a mom. I was a server. I've been a cosmetologist. I've been a masseuse. I've been tons of different things. I was driving like an hour to work, an hour home, making shit for money. And I'm like, fuck this. I can't do this. So I looked up ways to make money online. And it was like medical representation. And I'm like, meh. And so cam modeling came up. And I looked it up. And I'm like, these girls are like getting naked, having a party online. And I'm like, I'm pretty much naked all the time anyway. And so I, unlike her, signed up and I started immediately. My first day, I called my work the next day and I'm like, hey, I'm not coming in anymore. And so I've been doing it for a little under 2 years now. My story's a little less elaborate, but I was raised extremely religious, yeah. But I didn't all of a sudden become a whore. Like it's like, didn't all of a sudden become sexual. I've always been extremely sexualized in everything I do, so right. It was really easy transition for myself.
The technology just caught up with you,
I guess. Yeah. It was time for them to get with it. They need to get with it.
So how did you all meet and how did it evolve into your own podcast?
We met when we kind of started at the same time, and there's another cam model who kind of, you could say she mentors them. And I say mentor loosely because I think that there's gain happening there. But
a lot of air quotes.
She kind of, I don't know what you mean. But
she sells a service to help cam models out.
To make her make money.
Yeah. So
that's a whole other story. But either way, we got connected and we kind of talked off and on. And then she threw at me. She was like, hey, I mean, all these girls are starting YouTube channels. They're starting all these like blogs and stuff. I want to start a podcast. And I was like, what's a podcast? What is that? I know what it is.
People listen to those, I think, was her first response.
Is this a thing?
Do people do that?
Yeah. And I looked into it and then I was like, let's fucking do it. Let's do it. And
we started talking about ideas and we were like on totally different pages and we were like,
really nervous towards the start.
And I was like, go listen to some podcasts. Just go fucking listen to some if you haven't listened to one, you know? And she's like, I am, but I'm happy.
She's like, making this story seem like it's one-sided, like she was right the whole time. That's not true.
Yeah, so we like typed up kind of like what we had in mind and we were like, oh, okay, we are on the exact same page. Yeah. Like,
here we go.
Just, like, you know, because we had never worked together or anything before. It was kind of an over, and we didn't realize it has. It's been a ride, but it takes a lot of work. You know, yeah. I mean, you know how that goes.
Obviously, yeah.
You know, but it's like it's been so fulfilling for our hearts. Like it's. I mean, making no money off of it, but the people's responses, you know, I mean, we've heard of lives that we've changed through the podcast and opened up families' eyes on people who, you know, may not have already came out to their family or have, and they don't understand. And it's so rewarding that it just is like, and now we're addicted and we're like, gosh, how do we do this all the time and not work?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's how I feel too.
Yeah, I'm still working on that too.
Yeah, if you figure it out, let us know.
We all have our goals. Yeah.
So, Kira, the podcast has been a couple months now. What's to you, what's some of the more memorable things that have happened so far?
We're hilarious.
Like, there you go.
Well, no, there are times like her and I, like, because we try to play it very casual. Like, we want it to be like an extreme, like a very serious, like a conversation. And her and I get off on our own tangents and, like, talk about the most random things. Like, I guess for me, the most memorable part is I like when a guest comes on and then they tell us what a good experience they had being on it. But also, like, there's this one time that we were talking about bushes and whether or not men prefer shaved or trimmed or waxed and stuff like that. And somehow we ended up talking about like being grandmothers, shaving our pussies with our legs above our head. And like our voices sound like this. And then Shay's like, don't cut the snatch, Johnny. And like, at night I like fall asleep thinking about that. And I'm like, man,
my voice is a granny.
I'm gonna get that tattooed to my head. Or my head. I'm gonna say my body, but I guess I can get it on my forehead.
That'd make a great first impression.
But it's really fulfilling. And for myself and like many other cam models, I do suffer from having a couple, like I have anxiety pretty bad. And so I can disassociate myself with work, like with camming and making my videos and making sure I get on. And doing this podcast has kind of given me a purpose in a way to keep on track. And having Shay and us meeting, it was just kismet for us to meet each other, because it was just, we blend together, like, without even having to talk about things. Things get done the way they need to get it done without even having to worry about anything.
Yeah.
So I love Shay.
Yay.
What about you, Shay? I don't know if you can top grandma pussy shaving, but is there a memorable part for you of the podcast so far?
I think just, like I said, the response that we've gotten from people, you know, where they're like, you know, getting ready to go like work out, and I got my, you know, Sex Work BB podcast with me and it helps me through it. And, you know, there's been so many like new girls that have came to me and said, your guys's podcast is like gold. Like, this is like, I mean, the information you guys are giving out, you know, not only are we fucking hilarious, but like the information, you know, we're talking about taxes and, you know,
contracts.
Like, I mean, contracts, being outed.
Etiquette. You
know? Yeah.
Vaginas.
Vaginas, pussy, you know, udders. and so, yeah, getting that, you know, when I started, there's nothing out there. And mm-hmm. cam girls sometimes really want to keep all the information they know, you know, because they don't want you to, like, be competition.
Very competitive, right.
Yeah, and it's so, being able to be there for people and have them count on us that, you know, we're fucking funny, but we're here for you too, you know, and we don't know it all, but if you want us to talk about it, absolutely, we would love to. So that's been huge. Waking up to my Twitter notifications of people taking quotes from our podcast interviews, you know, the ones that they love, like, it's really, really awesome. To know that, you know, we may only have like 250 people out there listening right now, but the 250, like, fucking, they are really getting a lot from it. So,
it's right. Cool. Well, and I was going to say, like, saying it's gold, like, to me, I don't see that even as like, it's gold, like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. It's because, like, not only just in the sex world industry that there's not anything like this, but also, like, researching podcasts and stuff, I haven't come across a podcast that's about sex work at all. I've come across several that's about, like, sexuality and, like, relationships and sex and stuff. I'm talking about sex without the relationship. I'm talking about, like, sex online, your hand, my hand, let's do this. Like, so I think that's totally different. So I think we've kind of found a niche that hasn't been fulfilled. So I think that's why we kind of found a gold mine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Shay?
Yeah. Yeah. And people seeing, they keep saying, like, you know, you guys are talking about, like, some really crazy off the wall things, but there's so much, like, genuineness to you guys, like, amongst it all, that it's just really cool to see that that is how, I mean, 'cause a lot of people put us up on, like, a pedestal, you know, I mean, I get on and play video games every Friday night with people, and they're like, you're like famous, really? Like, I get to play video games with you? You're famous. And it's like, oh my God, really? Like, I get on the internet and fucking fuck, you know, like, I'm not famous. But so people to be able to see, like, the genuineness through our podcast of, like, the real side of cam models and how we're just normal, like, normal people who like to get naked and masturbate a lot. I don't know.
But yeah. It's not all naked masturbation.
No, it's not. No, it's not. States. It's community a lot, and it was
sometimes
really cool.
I blow up balloons for guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not all.
Yeah. Is the balloon thing big here? Because I hear a lot about that. Is it as big as everybody says it is?
It depends on where you go. I think that it's dependent on the model, because there's, like. Like, for me, I do feedy stuff, like, where I eat, because I'm a BBW model, so since I'm thicker, they like watching me eat, and that's huge for me. But, like, I couldn't, like, personally, I feel like anal videos, you have to be a really tiny, skinny girl to be able to make anal work for you. So for balloons, it's just dependent on the model. It depends, like, because if I'm doing a balloon video, I'm going to make it seem like this is the most fun I've ever had. And when it pops, I'm going to be so surprised. And, like, I think it depends. Because if a girl's, like, blowing up a balloon and she's just like, this sucks. Oh, it popped. I don't think that she's going to be very successful. You know what I mean?
I don't know. That was pretty entertaining.
I'm telling you. But balloons are big. It's a huge fetish. Like,
I think everything's big, though. Like, I mean, if you would ask me.
Every fetish has its own subculture.
Yeah. Like, if you would have asked me if, like, incest play is big, I would have said yes. If you would have asked me if, you know, I mean, there's, like. Everything is
pet
big in its own little market, yeah. Really, you know?
Right, exactly. Awesome. It's all, everything's big.
And if you can find a niche, like, if you can find kind of what your...
What's your biggest fetish?
Is,
not you,
my
Shay.
Fetish? Oh, I was like, my fetish?
The more I do this show and the more cam models and people I talk to, I seem relatively normal. Like, it's like, you know... A nice set of tits, and it's like, oh, well, that's boring. She's got to be, you know, fucking shooting whipped cream in the air and sitting on balloons and smothering a guy or something like
this
that.
This is my next video.
I just want, you know.
With Roman candles out of your nipples.
I mean, just like a woman just naked and masturbating is good enough for me. I don't see, everything else seems like a lot of work. But I guess, you know, like you said, there's a niche for everything. I just, you know.
Yeah.
I guess I fall into, like, true. The old and boring, the old-fashioned
no,
niche.
There's no such thing as that. And I have, like, I just went away to do my first, like, girl videos. And I was like, oh, my gosh, these guys are going to, like, have their penises blown off with this. They're going to love it so much. And then, like, I had so many guys that were like, I just like watching you do you. I just like watching you masturbate. So I have tons of guys that like prefer me to be very vanilla. Like they want to see me even like not even toys. Like they want to see like finger masturbation. And it's just very simple.
In a lot of ways we're getting desensitized to the more the crazier shit. Cause I've seen the crazier videos and I've known people. I knew a guy in college who was fucking, he would sit there with a bunch of people in his house and watch like horse videos, like horses fucking women, and he would cackle.
I remember when that was a thing.
He thought it was the most fucking hilarious thing. He'd be calling people over, like, look at this chick taking this fucking horse dick. And it's just like, we've all, with the internet, and this was like 20 years ago on the internet, we become so desensitized to, like, quote unquote, extreme shit that sometimes just a woman just, you know, being sensual and getting off is great.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and I think too, in our industry, it's kind of different because say you go to Pornhub and you're like big tits, like that, you search big tits and what comes up, you don't know those girls. You just see those girls. You decide if their tits are the right tits for you and you go for it. But with what we do, it's more of connection based. Like for me, I know that because my guys know me and because we're friends, that our mutual masturbation is going to result in a bigger orgasm because they know me. Right. Because it's, I'm a, like, I'm not necessarily tangible, but I'm definitely more tangible than Pussy Power 2600 and Ballsack, whatever who their porn star is.
Right.
Or Crystal Baloney, whatever the her light. Name is.
That is not, yeah. That's a good stripper like name, Crystal Baloney.
They're like, welcome Crystal Baloney to the stage. And she literally has baloney nipples.
So. No.
All right, so obviously this is a Stoner Jesus show. We love weed. We love Mary Jane. We'll start with you, Kira. Do you have any kind of relationship with Mary Jane? If so, you know, when did it start? All that stuff.
Sweet Lord. Okay. Yes. when I was about, I remember growing up, I was like, since I was raised so religious, I remember like smoking pot was like so not okay. And I remember the first time I did it, and I, like, had, like, a spluff, like, a toilet paper spluff with, like, things. Like, I did research about it, doing it out the window with my friends. I hit it twice, and then we went disc golfing. And it was, like, for me, like, in a movie where you see, like, zoom in on someone's face and their pupils get big, like, you saw life. And so I was an avid pot smoker for, like, 8 years, lots. I smoke pot a lot. And I've actually moved recently, so it's a bit dry where I am now because I don't know a lot of people.
Yeah.
I just recently ran out of pot, but I don't know how you mean. Our relationship's good. We don't plan on breaking like, up anytime soon.
It's like a love-hate relationship. You hate but it when you don't have it.
But we're long distance right now. We're long distance. So, but I mean, I have nothing against it. However, like having my children, I am conscientious of that. And if they decide to make that choice to smoke pot, I'm not going to care. Just be smart about it, especially because the state I'm in, it's not legalized as of yet. Yeah. But I do feel like, well, fuck with Trump, so I don't fucking know. But
that'll never be legal there.
Where I am, fuck him. But I just think that it should be legalized, but I also think that brothels should be legalized. So I don't know. I'm a hard person to ask. I'm broccoli? Like, everyone, do whatever the fuck you want.
What did you do? Broccoli?
Yeah, broccoli should be legal.
Legalize all
brothels.
I was like, what brothels. Are you saying? Oh, brothels. Oh.
I agree. You know, I think weed should be legal. Like, brothels should be legal. All that shit.
Yeah, people should be able to do whatever they want to do.
Yep. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, that's, you know. A consenting adult should be able to do what they're going to do. What about you, Shay? When did your relationship with the great Mary Jane start?
I started smoking when I was like, I say like 14 or 15, which as a parent of a teenager now, that's scary for me to think about. I went to a friend's house and they were doing knife hits in a Gatorade bottle. Like that was the thing. and I didn't really like it. I was like, this makes me feel really, really paranoid and really weird. But everybody was doing it. So I would do it occasionally. And then, I did it like on and off for a couple of years and then did it till I was about 19. And I just, the people I was hanging with, like their lives were just not headed in a direction where I was like, man, that's how I want to be. It was bad. So I quit and it wasn't like, I was like, oh my God, weed makes you do bad things. But, I just didn't, it wasn't really, it was a social thing, I guess I could say. So then, like, got super into religion and was a mom and all that stuff and hadn't done it for, like, 17 years until last year. My anxiety, us cam girls and our anxiety, was really bad. And a high school friend, my real estate agent, if you listen to the podcast, he's partly of why I'm here. He was like, you need to smoke weed. You need to smoke weed.
Best advice and I was ever. Like,
I know. I was like, well, it's overwhelming for me. How do I do it? Well, I'm in Washington State. So you just go to the store and you tell them what you want and they'll like pick it out for you. And that gave me anxiety, like having to go and talk about something that I didn't know much about because it had been 17 years since I smoked it, you know? Yeah. And so he like brought some over and he's like, here, try this. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll try it. And we couldn't find a pipe, so we smoked out of a pop can. I was like, oh my God, I feel 14 again. This is like out of control. And so, yeah, I got high, got really high, like one hit. I was fucking, like, baked. It was so bad. But I didn't feel paranoid. I didn't feel hung, like, all these things that I remember as, like, a negative of smoking pot from being a kid. I was like, is this what, like, legal marijuana, like, it's, like, custom-made yeah, is legal like, one you know?
Right.
Well, it was, like, I mean, it wasn't, like, sleepy marijuana, you know? And, yeah. And so I was like, this is like a whole different world, you know, smoking weed is great.
And I think you're naturally more, you prefer to be more productive. So like sativa is like more something that, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's dependent on the person on whether they want indica or sativa. Like if you're wanting to be more relaxed or if you're wanting to be more up, and you're more of an up person for sure.
Yeah, I don't do the, like, at all. Like,
but all drugs, going down. I like going down. All my drugs, I like going down.
Everything you like going down.
Wank, wank. Wankety, wank, wank.
So, ladies, it's been great. Again, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Tell everybody where they can find the podcast and where they can find you all on the interwebs.
We are on Twitter. So you can follow us at SexWorkBB, and that's not like B, like you're going to get stung. It's literally the letters B and B, as well as if you want to hit up our SoundCloud, it's SexWorkBB.com. And then we actually just opened up a merchandise store, so you can go to SexWorkBBSwag.com and find some shirts and mugs and panties and knee-high socks, because cam hoes love knee-high socks. So that's where
we're
you
on
can
iTunes
find us.
As well. If you go on iTunes,
we are on
you
iTunes.
Can search... search sex work BB.
Well, I mean, if you Google us, it's not a very common phrase. So if you Google us, we're going to be the top two pages for sex work BB.
Awesome. So everybody,
we appreciate
you
having us on.
No problem.
Yeah,
anytime.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Kira, Shay, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having us. Have a great day.
You
bye,
too.
Guys.
Bye. Thank you to Kira and Shay. Sex work BB. As they said, go Google it or whatnot on Twitter at SexWorkBB. Check out the podcast. Sounds like they're having fun. Hell yeah. Samantha Lloyd joining us in the chat room. Their podcast, if you missed the interview, is a lot about sex work. You know, like the business side of it, the fun side of it, the entertainment side of it, so on and so forth. So go check it out at SexWorkBB. BB on Twitter and Google and whatnot. Kieran Shea, thank you again. We're going to take a break, come back, wrap things up. High noon with Stoner Jesus, CannabisRadio.com. We're live May 26, 2017. Stay tuned, biatch.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations,
tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Voober way.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds till they're bored, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemp Inc., that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. May 26, 2017, live on CannabisRadio.com. We do every Friday. Go check out StonerJesus.net for all information on the show and recent podcasts. Also, our Patreon link. A little over time, so we're going to get up out this biatch. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, everybody, that shares StonerJesus.net, shares the show. Thanks again to Kira and Shay. Sex Work BB. At SexWorkBB on Twitter. See y'all next Friday. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow for the Patreon-a-thon on Facebook. Try to do that. Try to do more videos, more content. All that shit. Do more. More. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You're awesome. Keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. Tell your homies. Tell your hoes. Tell every motherfucker so every motherfucker knows. That's the Stoner Jesus Show. See y'all next week. It's been real, as the kids say. Podcast will be up later if you're listening live. And as always, peace, bitches.
We'll be right back.